So we have been talking about grace for several Sundays now. But for the last time, I wish to talk about grace more in the context of community, community life, no, bilang Open Table MCC. So after all, middle name natin ay community, di ba? Metropolitan Community Church. And this is also one of our local church values. Yung isa sa mga values natin as a local church is togetherness in community. No? Pero I hope even if I will be talking about Open Table's context, pag-usapan mostly Open Table, you will also learn about grace in community na pwede nyo rin i-apply sa iba pang mga communities and groups na part kayo. Kasi I believe, hindi lang naman Open Table ang inyong community or mga groups, no? And even sa inyong mga, I hope it can also apply from sa inyong personal relationships, families, and friends. Ayan. So next slide, please. So one of my favorite authors, and I would say public life theologian, no, si Diana Butler Bass. At sabi niya ay ganito, Christianity did not begin with a confession. It began, pag sinabing confession, doctrine. It did not begin with doctrine. It began with an invitation into friendship, into creating a new community, into forming relationships based on love and service. Kasi when Jesus started his traveling ministry of preaching and healing, no, no nag-start si Jesus sa kanyang ministry, it started with an invitation. Jesus invited his first followers, yung mga una niyang mga followers, si yung magkapatid na Simon Peter, saka si Andrew, at yung magkapatid na James and John, sons of Zebedee. No? And then his 12 to 15 other initial followers were not only his disciples, they were his friends. The community he traveled with. So Christianity is and should be an invitation into friendship and community expressed through service and love, no, as per Diana Butler Bass. No, ang Kristyanismo ay isang imbitasyon sa pagkakaibigan at sa komunidad. Next slide. As it later developed, ito pa, ano pang reason ng community? As it later developed, our primary concept of God, conception of God, as Christians, is communal. Yung konsepto natin ng Diyos ay communal. God as Trinity expresses the nature of God as love within a community. No? Kasi love is relational. So God as one God, yet three divine persons, and then one of the three persons, divine persons, became bodily human. So itong triune God, incarnated in Jesus Christ, hindi lang siya community, it's also queer. It is also queer and non-conforming. No? So if we are created in the image and likeness of God, ergo, one of the most fundamental natures, our nature, is also communal or relational. Now, we are social animals, sabi nga. Diba? One of the earliest or basic sociological perspective. We are social animals. We are bound to form groups. Kaya nga tayo nandito. Diba? We are bound to form groups. Our survival and development depended on us, on humans, working together as groups. This is even more true for Filipinos and many Asian and Southeast Asian cultures. Now, we are communal and familial culture. As per Elizabeth De Castro, professor of psychology, nakikita niyo ba itong video na to ni Professor, pinost ko to yun, eh, Professor Elizabeth De Castro. Ang sabi niya, that kapwa, the word kapwa, is the core of our Filipino consciousness. And kapwa means, ang ibig sabihin ng kapwa is you, me, we, together. And from this cultural consciousness of kapwa, kabutihan loob, inner goodness proceeds. No? So yung ating kulturang Filipino culture ay nakaugat sa kapwa at yung kabutihan loob ay naguugat doon sa ating kulturang kapwa. It flows from that. The hyper-individualism of Western capitalism is exactly what is making us feel alone, depressive, anxious, and toxic. Hyper-individualism is also what is sometimes what makes some progressives and wokes toxic and mean. Amen ba? Diba? May, hindi naman lahat, pero may mangilan-ngilan ng mga progressives at mga wokes na nakakalimutan na baka yung pagpo-promote ng hyper-individualism is also toxic and mean or rude. Ganyan. So, we are all here today. Tayo ngayon na nandito sa open table, sa mga timbahay. We're all here today because by nature, so diniscuss ko kanina, by nature, by our Filipino culture of kapwa, and by our Trinitarian Christian faith, we are called into community. Tinatawag tayo into community. Hence, we come and gather as Metropolitan Community Church. So that is why we are here. Next slide. But communities are not perfect. Ba, hindi perpekto ang kahit ano at kahit sinong community, organization, or group. Sometimes communities, families, and relationships are difficult, annoying, disappointing, because we are not perfect. Diversity, ito nawala yung ano ko, diversity diversity and differences sometimes cause tensions and even conflicts. Palagi natin ginagamit yung word na diversity. But the truth, sometimes diversity and differences causes tensions and even conflicts. Natural yun. It's natural. And if we must say, baka mas dangerous ata yung community na walang conflict or disagreement. Kasi hindi na sila diverse even sa pag-iisip. Sa way ng pag-iisip. We acknowledge the imperfection of communities including open table. We acknowledge that there will always be some tensions and from this, sa mga tension na ito, sa mga disagreements na ito, we learn and we mature to live by and practice grace. No? Loving kindness. Kasi kung perfect na yung community or yung individual, wala na tayong matututunan at pagyabong. Perfect ka na eh. There is no growth in perfection. Perfection is death. It is only in and through an intentional shared life together that God transforms us and our individual selfishness, arrogance, and greed that God transforms us and our individual selfishness, arrogance, and greed. Christianity and other spiritual traditions has always been an invitation into communion, into connection. Therefore, the invitation of Jesus Christ into friendship and a new community is an invitation to a life and a spirituality of grace or loving kindness. After all, relationships are only formed and maintained when people give loving kindness to each other, especially their imperfections. Grace is what makes belonging possible and sustainable. No, kung walang grace, walang relationship, hindi maglalast ang relationship. Our problems and challenges as a faith community today is not so different with some of the early Christians. As the Christian community started to grow and expand, the Apostle Paul and the other leaders struggled with organizing and guiding the Christian communities who were diverse. Paano ba gagabayan at i-organize ang mga members nila bilang mga tagasunod ni Jesus. So may mga problema noon na sometimes yun pa rin ang problema ngayon. Same with the early Christians as it is today. They were diverse, coming from different religious and opposing backgrounds, yung early Christians. And all of them were born, grew up, and lived within a culture and society that was imperial and patriarchal. The first 30 to 40 years of Christianity, after the death and resurrection of Jesus, there were tensions and conflicts between Jewish Christians and Gentile Christians. So yung early Christians, the first 50 years, sila mismo nag-aaway-away din sila. At nagsimula ang pag-aaway nila bilang mga Jews at mga Gentiles. No, may dalawang na record na pagtatalo ang mga Gentile Christians and Jewish Christians sa Book of Acts. Ano yung una nila pinagtalunan? Tuli. Kailangan ba tuliin? Kailangan ba maging Hudyo at tuliin para maging Kristiyano? O yun yung una nilang conflict. And the second, hindi, actually yung pangalawang conflict. Yung unang conflict was, nane-neglect daw yung mga Gentile widows and orphans sa distribution ng pagkain at ng resources. No? Kaya nag-appoint ng 7 deacons. So yung dalawang issue nilang nung umpisa. And then this was evident, makikita nyo, pag binasa nyo yung letters of Paul, this was evident na meron talagang tension or sometimes conflict between Jews, Jewish Christians, and Gentile Christians, lalo na sa letter of Paul to the Galatians. So yan yung diversity nila. But even the Gentiles, kasi yung word na Gentile is an umbrella term. The word Gentile, even the Gentiles came from different religions, cultures, and races. Kasi Gentile simply means non-Jewish. Diba? Non-Jewish. And yung non-Jewish, pwedeng galing sila sa iba't ibang relihiyon din at iba't ibang kultura at iba't ibang lahi. Christian communities were also composed mostly of poor peasant workers and slaves, but later they started to have what we may consider as middle class. Magkaroon na ng mga members na merchants, artisans, landowners, and nagkaroon din ng mga Christian members na Roman soldiers and even Roman government officials. And of course, yung na-discussed din last week, they have women, men, and eunuch members and leaders. So it cannot be helped. It cannot be helped that sometimes this diversity coupled with human imperfection leads to tensions and conflicts. Kaya nag-struggle yung mga leaders nila noon, paano ba organize itong mga waklang ito? Kumuha na si San Pablo ng espada. Diba? Dun sa ano kanina. Hampasin ko na kaya ng espada itong mga ito. And again, Paul's letter, yung mga sulat ni Pablo, is his response to the internal issues of the communities and his way of giving guidance to the church community in a particular city. No, kaya, letter of Paul to the Romans, letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Ganyan. It is his way of reminding them, yung mga letters niya, is a way of reminding them what it means to be in relationship with each other as a community of followers of Jesus Christ. Next slide. So hindi, walang masyadong pagkakaiba ang ating, may mga pagkakapareho ng mga problema, balik. May mga pagkakapareho ng problema noon at ngayon in terms of organizing communities. So we can learn something from first century Christians. Kahit yung letter to the Romans ay hindi letter for Filipinos. Okay? So makikukuha lang tayo, makikichismis tayo, and we can possibly learn a little bit from them. So ang reading natin for this Sunday na naka-integrate na sa preaching kaya hindi na binasa kanina is from Romans chapter 12 verse 3 to 14. Again from the NRSV translation. So, what can we learn on how to live by grace as community and in community? So, let's take a small piece of advice from Paul in his letter to the Christian community in Rome and try to contextualize it to Open Table today, 2,000 years after. So, sabi sa verse 3, "For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned." Ang ibig sabihin nito, in any community or organization, there is a tendency for some individuals, no? Alam natin yan, sa kahit anong organization or grupo, kahit sa trabaho, kahit saan pa, there is this tendency for some individuals to think of themselves as too highly and above others. Ako dapat ang mas mataas dito. Kasi ako ang mas maganda, mas matalino, mas may ginagawa, or ako kasi yung mas matagal na dito sa church or sa company. Diba? Pwede rin ganun. Mga seniority, diba? Mga tenured. Dapat ako unang ma-promote kasi ako ang tenured. Mga ganyan. Dapat ako ang board. Ba't hindi ako naging board? Mga ganyan. Diba? Pwedeng totoo naman. Pwedeng totoo naman. It can be true that someone is brilliant in the church or in the community. It can be true that one member is talented on one particular talent or many talents. It can be true that one or several members are the ones who put in more work than the others. And we must appreciate and acknowledge each other's contribution. But we must never have this arrogant attitude, "I'm better than you." We must never have that thinking and that attitude. Ego is the enemy, as per Ryan Holiday. And this happened some time ago. Ay, kwento ko ba ito? Hypothetical na lang. Hypothetical na lang. At totoo naman to sa lahat ng organization, kahit sa mga LGBT organizations, LGBT organizations, HIV organizations, sa mga sectoral organizations, totoo naman ito na sometimes merong member or bagong member na highly skilled, magaling, matalino, bibo. Diba? Tapos maraming ginagawa, di umano, ginagawa dun sa organization or dun sa community. Pero minsan, may mga, again, sa mga organization, itong bibong ito, na magaling na gumagawa ng mga kung ano-anong dapat gawin, na maaasahan, nagde-deliver. Diba? I don't know, kung may karanasan kayo niyan sa mga ibang organizations and work, biglang magmamaldita. Kasi meron siyang irritation at annoyance na bakit siya lang daw yung gawa ng gawa, yung iba hindi masyadong gumagawa. Diba? Tapos yung siya yung, so may mga ganitong tao na, dapat ako yung ma-promote ka agad. Bakit hindi ako na-promote? Ba't hindi ako naging bored? Ba't hindi ako yung naging admin? Mga ganyan. Diba? Ba't hindi ako naging pastor agad? Wala tayo dapat ganyang culture and mindset dito sa Open Table. At maski nung panahon ni Paul in the Roman Church or in the other churches, wala dapat tayong ganitong mindset or culture na above ako kasi ako yung mas maganda, mas matalino, mas magaling o mas maraming ginagawa. The word for this is arrogance and entitlement. And a mindset of toxic competition. Competition yung kasi kino-compare mo yung ginagawa mo dun sa ginagawa ng iba. Diba? There's nothing more destructive than a community of toxic competition. So dapat wala yan dito sa atin. Later may follow up diyan. Next slide. Verse 4 and verse 5. One of the greatest theologies of Paul is using the human body as a metaphor for the church community. This theology is present in his other letters, but most especially explained in 1 Corinthians 12. Walang kailangan, at dito sa Romans verse 4 and 5, ang sinasabi niya dito, walang kailangan magmataas o magmalaki because each one of us is a member, a part of the body, of the one body. We are part and connected with each other. Each part has a function for the overall life and well-being of the body. Hindi rin natin pwedeng silipin or questionin ano yung ginagawa o binibigay ng bawat isa. Kasi community is volunteer. Ayon sa kakayanan at ayon sa kagustuhan. At the same time, kung ano lang din yung kayang ibigay o gawin ng isang member or regular attendee is also based kung ano man yung personal nilang struggle sa buhay. Kasi baka may struggle sa buhay yung member or yung tao. Kaya ito lang, kung isipin mo, ito lang yung kaya ko at this time. Kaya hindi pwede nagsisilipan ng ginagawa dito. Diba? Although, syempre, ibang usapan naman yung ano, ibang usapan naman yung nag-commit, nag-volunteer, tapos hindi nagpakita or nag-deliver. Ibang issue, hindi yun ha? Hindi mo pwede i-coach si pastor na, ay bakit? Ayon sa kagustuhan at kakayanan lang, di ba? Ibang usapin yung ano ha, yung nag-commit pero hindi ginawa o nagpakita. Nag-deliver. Verse 6 and 7. So we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. So bawat isa ay may function para sa maayos, matiwasay na pamumuhay ng iisang katawan, ng iisang community. The person that you are, the talents and skills you bring, and the experience and perspective you offer, lahat yan valued. They are all valued and needed for the life and ministry of the church. Si Paul, may sinabi siya dyan, di ba? Si Paul, prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering. I-contextualize ko today. Accounting for financial integrity. Sa mga accounting, si Charles. Administrative skills for organizing and coordination. Music for worship. No, technical skills sa ating mga tech people to extend the reach of our proclamation, public speaking and critical thinking for facilitation and preaching. One person or a few individuals cannot do everything here, and we can only do more when we have more of you volunteering. Eh, walang silipan ang ginagawa. Ba? Next slide, verse 9 and verse 10. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. So Paul reminds the Christians in the imperial capital of Rome to genuinely love one another. At yung word na love na ginapit niya is agape. No, love that is based not just on feelings, but more on choice, on commitment. Love that has a concern for each other, for each member and leader of the church. A community without love ceases to be a community and it cannot call itself Christian. Ang isang komunidad na walang pag-ibig ay hindi komunidad. Hindi niya pwedeng tawagin ang sarili niya bilang Kristiyano. Paul says to have mutual affection for each other. Dyan sa verse na yan. meron tayong concern, meron tayong pakialam sa well-being ng isa't isa. Okay? Pero magkaiba yung may pakialam sa well-being ng isa't isa sa nangingialam sa love life nung member ng church. Diba? Lalo na, ano to? Hiwalay na daw kayo. Diba? Yung ganong ano. Wala lang. Bored lang siya. Wala siyang magawa sa buhay niya. No? Nang iintriga lang. So love within the community. Love and affection na paminsan-minsan ay sumasalo sa duties and responsibilities of each other. No, love in the context of community. No, yung minsan sasabihin, sige ako muna maghermana tulad today. Ako muna maghermana para saluhin si Kepi. Or swap muna kami kasi hermana, swap muna kami ng hermana duties kasi wala ako next week. No, yung saluhan sa community. Or yung, sige pastor, ako na muna mag-preach para magpahinga ka. Ganyan, di ba? Yan, di ba? Genuine love through action. Or minsan nga, yung napakasimpleng gesture within the week, kapatid, kamusta ka? Yung pala, chichismis lang. And then, punta tayo dun sa sinabi ni Paul, hate what is evil. Hate what is evil. O di ba, merong limitation at boundary. Right after niya sabihing, let love be genuine, merong paglilinya si Paul by saying, hate what is evil. Because love does not rejoice in what is evil. Sabi naman niya sa Corinthians, love and evil cannot be in the same space. Pero kung sakali mang merong evil within the space of love, ang gamot dyan ay grace. And the response is goodness. Next verse, sabi ni Paul, outdo one another in showing honor. So itong part na to is medyo mental gymnastics. From an individual point of view, kung ikaw yung volunteer or yung leader, you do not claim or expect to be appreciated or honored. Tama? Dito sa Open Table and I guess in any other organization, kung ikaw yung volunteer or leader, you do not claim or expect to be appreciated or honored. And you do not demand this. You do not do things, hindi ka gumagawa ng mga bagay, hindi ka nagvo-volunteer, hindi ka nagbibigay generously in a community because you expect to be appreciated or to be put in a pedestal. Diba? Pero, while at the same time, as a community naman, we must maintain a culture of gratitude where we recognize, honor, and appreciate the effort, the skills, the generosity of each one. Tama? We give credit where credit is due. We honor those who are really deserving of honor and acknowledgement. But each one of us do not operate and are not motivated by any honor or appreciation. Ito naman din, while we do not expect or ask for honor or appreciation, when it is given, do not dismiss or invalidate it. Kasi meron din yung kulturang ganun eh. Or yung pag nag-thank you sa'yo or sineselebrate ka or nire-recognize ka, tayo. Carry lang yun. Maliit na bagay. Wag na. Ganyan. While we do not expect or ask for honor or appreciation, when it is given, do not dismiss or invalidate it. Accept. Accept mo naman. You are allowed to feel good and to feel joy from people's gratitude and appreciation. Huwag ka lang mag-linger doon. And then move on and let go. We should honor each other while at the same time we are not motivated to be honored or elevated. Next slide, verse 11. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Sa verse na ito, gusto ko i-contextualize in this way. We are reminded that our church community has important and serious work. Hindi biro ang time, effort, and skills and the money given week after week so that we have a Sunday service and a safe space. Ba, hindi bi yung nangyayari ngayon at yung pagsusulat ko ng preaching, hindi biro yan. We have serious work in this church community. Church community is serious work. And this verse, verse 11, reminds us two things. Hindi puro baklaan lang. Hindi ko sinasabing masama yon, kailangan natin yon, pero hindi yun lang ang meron dito. We are here because, anong sabi dun sa last line? We serve the Lord by serving people. Diana Butler Bass says that community is about service and love. Second reminder, nakakapagod ang ministry. Amen? Kaya we are reminded to reinforce our zeal. Keep the fire going. Strengthen our spirit and resolve. Yan, ardent in spirit. At ano yung fuel, ano yung gasolina to keep us going in ministry and advocacy? Yung baklaan. Yes, baklaan. So, ang ating baklaan at mga pagsasaya, celebrations, laughter, hindi ang baklaan dahil for baklaan's sake. Ang baklaan may purpose. At ang purpose niya is to encourage us, comfort us, give us inner strength and joy so that we can to continue the serious work of serving God and serving people. Kasi kung puro naman serious work lang, lahat tayo mababurn out. Mawawala na ang open table, knock on wood. Verse 12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, persevere in prayer. In all the work as community and the struggles they face, Paul reminds the Roman Christians 2,000 years ago to rejoice in hope. Kahit na napakatsaka ng kanilang sitwasyon, rejoice in hope. Magalak sa pag-asa. To remind them to be patient in their affliction and to persevere in prayer. Just continue living, serving and hoping. Magpatuloy sa sa buhay, sa paglilingkod at sa pag-asa. Dahil everything changes. And we change the hope that things will be better. After sa lahat-lahat ng pinagdaanan na struggle at conflict nitong open table for 18 years at magna 19 years this year, we never lost hope for the legacy members. We were all patient in our affliction. Parang di. We were all patient in our afflictions. We kept going and we persevered in our prayers. After all of it, ng pinagdaanan ng open table, we are now here in Wilshire, Annapolis. And it can only get better from here. Amen? Iba, naalala nyo, nung inopen yung chapel ng De Oro, yung consecration ng chapel sa De Oro, sabi ko doon sa preaching noon, this is the most beautiful chapel nung sa yung De Oro so far at that time. But this will not be the last. There will be a better chapel. O, ito na yon. O, dito rin. Di ba? O, but this gets better. Doon na tayo sa Primark. Itong kabilang building. Hindi, pero ang layo ng lakar rin eh. O, baka naman, i-own na natin to. Ah, at yung kabila. Pati yung kabila, di ba? Ano lang naman, 9 million pesos lang naman. So, kung dalawa, 18 million. Kayang-kaya ni Lord. Verse 13, malapit na matapos. Verse 13, contribute to the needs of the saints, pursue hospitality to strangers. The Church of Jesus Christ is a radical community not only of inclusion but also of care and hospitality. At yung pag sinabi ni Paul na saints, kasi tinatawag ni Paul na saints ang members of the church, no? Hindi yung patay, yung buhay, no? The members of the church he calls saints. And then yung strangers, yun yung mga hindi part ng community but na-encounter or who comes to the community. So as a community held together by God's grace, we should never neglect our Christian duty to help one another and then even strangers and neighbors who are different from us and not part of our community. And I think we are developing and expanding this hospitality and care through Pride Cares na currently led by Mother Sha na merong drag bingo sa May 24. Verse 14 and verse 15. Oh, ito na naman, chismis na naman. Bless those who persecute you and bless and do not curse them. Dahil itong open table is bidabida. At yung pagbibidabida naman nito ay tunay naman na may puso at may ibubuga. We have had some detractors over the years, both internally and externally. At itong Wilshire, itong chapel natin dito, at yung Free to Be Me project na natapos, they are concrete proofs of our work. It is unavoidable that some people will talk badly about us. Or at least about me, the pastor. Once upon a time, may nagsabi, "Naku, yung open table, mga plastic naman yan eh. Lalo na yung si Joseph at si Jack." Oh, ito ang response. Dear, magkaiba kasi yung plastic sa merong good values and right conduct. Hindi part ng values natin o namin na makipagmurahan at makipagbardagulan sa social media. Tulad nung daily habits nila. Diba? They eat murahan sa social media daily or weekly. Ganyan. Kailangan mong pag-away sa social media. Okay. Not once did this church ever respond to any public attack. We never responded to any public attacks. If we needed to respond, we always did so with grace, with dignity, logic, and truth. Kaya lalo silang nanggigigil sa open table at kay Joseph. Kasi nung reaction, diba? Sundin kasi natin yung chika ni Paul when it comes to detractors. Diba? Sabi niya, bless those who persecute you. So we simply say to them, dear, bless your heart. Bless your one-person organization or bless your one-person church. Let the work and the community speak for who we are as open table. Instead na mag-aksaya tayo ng oras at energy sa mga detractors, mag-focus na lang tayong open table to rejoice with those who rejoice through our ministry and advocacy. And to weep with those who come to open table weeping. Dead man na sa'yo, dear. Next slide. Verse 16. Live in harmony with one another. So live in harmony means as much as possible, let us not create unnecessary issues and dramas that does not help each other or our community as a whole. Merong mga bagay na hindi maiiwasang mapag-awayan or maging issue. Totoo yun. And perhaps we can learn and grow from those. Pero meron ding mga away at drama na hindi na necessary at aksaya lang sa oras at energy. May mga chismis na hindi na dapat pinag-uusapan. Hindi rin pwedeng paksyon-paksyon sa community. Diversity must not lead to factions within the church. So, na-chika na yun sa arrogance, let's go to this other verse about wisdom. Sabi doon, do not claim to be wiser than you are. A truly wise person knows and is aware what he, she, or they do not know. Ang tunay na marunong na tao, alam ang limitasyon ng kanyang dunong at galing. Tama? It might be true na matalino at magaling ka, pero it doesn't mean na ikaw lang ang magaling o marunong dun sa community or sa grupo. And therefore, learn to listen to the wisdom of many people, the wisdom of elders, the wisdom of the collective. Huwag chika ng chika kung hindi naman willing mag-deliver o mag-stand up. Tama? Verse 17 and 18, last two slides. Do not repay evil for evil. In closing, ito na yung closing. So, God's grace calls us and meets us in and through community. Minimit tayo ng Diyos sa community. Here in Open Table and in other communities and relationships. Grace transforms us to love and appreciate each other, to remember that we are connected and part of a greater whole, that we should not put ourselves above each other or to focus our energy in serving the Lord by serving others. We are a community of followers of Jesus who from the cross, said, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Jesus, who taught us to love our neighbor as ourselves and to love our enemies / detractors. Jesus, who told us to talk to each other directly when we have conflicts. Jesus, who commanded us to feed the hungry and to welcome the stranger. I end this preaching and our preaching series on grace with our last verse, because ultimately the grace of God through Jesus is revealed to a cruel world in this way. Do not repay evil with evil. Overcome evil with good. Last slide. And all together we close by saying,
live by God. And offer it to others as Open Table Metropolitan COMMUNITY Church.
Spell nyo talaga. Ulitin nga natin. Again. And hindi. Sabihin nyo lang dahan-dahan. So, all together. And we let us live by God's grace and offer to others as Open Table Metropolitan Community Church. Amen.